Hi there, I'm Richard Roberts, and welcome to the Expect a Miracle podcast. It's my joy and honor to be with you each week on this podcast. I hope and pray these podcasts are a blessing to you. And say, I've got some good news. Our program, The Place for Miracles Live, is now also on the Victory Channel. And it airs Monday through Friday, live, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Central Time, 11 a.m. in the Mountain Time Zone, and 10 a.m. out west. If you haven't seen it, check it out. If you don't have the Victory Channel, download it. It's free. I pray it'll be a blessing. We also air that program on our Healing Network, which you can get free through our website. I'll get that right in a minute. It's also available on Facebook and on our YouTube channel. So praise God for that. All that is available to you, and it is free. I want to talk to you today for just a few minutes about staying positive in a negative world. Staying positive in a negative world. I was playing golf one time years ago with a great Hollywood actor. I won't give you his name. You all would know his name. We were out in California doing some television programs, and my dad and I went to play golf, and they put us with this actor. Of course, I recognize him. I'd seen him in lots of movies. And we were playing along, and we'd get on the green, and all of a sudden he would say, I can't make this putt. And he would putt it, and he would miss. And the next hole he'd say, I can't make this putt. There's no way I can make this putt. And sure enough, he'd miss. And once he said, I know there is no way on this earth I can make this putt. And sure enough, he missed it. I remember we got to the 18th hole. And I said to him, James, why don't you just say, I'm going to make this putt. Say something positive. And so he said, okay, I know I'm going to miss this putt. And sure enough, he missed it. I want to talk to you about staying positive in a negative world. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever experienced a failure? Well, I suppose your answer is yes. I know my answer would be yes. I've had lots of failures in my life. Well, have you ever been abused or mistreated in any way? I'm sure the answer is also yes to that. Well, it would be yes if I asked myself that question. Well, let me ask you this question. Are you going to allow it to control you for the rest of your life? Good question, isn't it? I have news for you. You can be healed from that. You can be delivered from that. You can be free from all that has hung over you. The same Jesus that heals sick bodies can heal sick, wounded spirits. Really, Richard? Can he? Absolutely. Oh, and I've got news for you. It's time to tell the devil, this is where you get off. This will not be my crutch any longer. I don't care what my past has been like. I don't care about the failures. I don't care about the mistakes. I don't care about the way I've been abused or mistreated. This is where the devil gets off. I believe I have a bright future with God, for he is my source. Now, I'm talking about turning all those negative excuses and negative things that have been happening into positive reasons for achieving. Are you listening to me? Because I'm speaking to someone today who's really down. I mean, you've been down so long, getting up hadn't even crossed your mind. I'm talking to you, so listen carefully. The Bible is full of stories of people who had failures, and yet God made champions out of them. Do you remember the story of Doubting Thomas? He was one of the chosen 12. Jesus had handpicked him. Do you remember about Thomas? He said, I'm not going to believe that Jesus raised from the dead until I can put my fingers in the nail-pierced hands and put my hand inside where the spear was thrust into his side. I'm not going to believe. He was a negative person. Well, do you remember Peter, the lead apostle? You remember when Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane and he said, I want you to pray and pray and pray. Instead, Peter took out his sword and cut off the ear of the high priest's servant that was coming to arrest him. Do you remember? I'm talking about people that do negative things. Do you remember James and John, two others of the trusted disciples? And they wanted to bring fire down from heaven on people who did not believe in the Lord. You know, People can, especially under pressure, people can do crazy things. Do you remember the woman at the well? Well, the Bible said she'd been married 5 times and was not married to the man she was living with at the time. Now, in the natural, when you look at these things, these men and women were probably the least likely to succeed in life. But Jesus made new men and women out of them. I've got a personal story I want to throw in right now. I didn't plan on telling this, but since she was just here in town recently, I think I will. Our longtime friend, Kate McVeigh, who is a tremendous minister of God up in Michigan, came to Tulsa just a couple of weeks ago and spent a day with us. We were doing our live TV program, and she came over to the studio and sat there as we did the program. And Kate told us a story once. Kate was told when she was in high school that she was the least likely person in the entire school to succeed in life. Now imagine how that wounded her. I mean, she's just, you know, 17, 18 years old, graduating from high school, and they said she's the least likely person to succeed in life. Well, after a while, Kate got over that, and she decided, I am going to make something out of my life. And today, she is a tremendous woman of God and minister. In fact, her book, I can't even remember the title of the book. It's about favor. It's gone over 1 million copies. She is not the least likely person to succeed. She has succeeded over and over and over again. And as I said, these people I just described, they probably look like the least people to succeed in life, but Jesus made new men and women out of them. Now, the truth is, they were just ordinary people, just like you and me. But here's the difference. They believed God. They believed God, and because they believed in God, it caused them to do extraordinary things. Their disadvantages were literally turned into advantages. You say, well, Richard, how do I get this to happen in my life? Glad you asked. First of all, we know and we understand that we live in a negative world. All you have to do is turn on the news. And if you live your life according to this world system, it can easily begin to control your life and destiny. That's why I'm very careful what I let come into my ears. Yes, I know what's going on in the news, but I don't sit there and watch it all day long. I don't let that just pour into my spirit. No, I'm aware of what's going on. I'm not like an ostrich with my head buried in the sand. No, I know what's going on in the world, but I don't let it control or affect my life. Because Satan will do everything in his power to plant negative thoughts into your mind. So be careful what you listen to. Be careful what you watch. Be careful how much you listen and how much you watch it. Believe me, the devil is out to restrict you. He's out to control you. And he's out to tell you that you don't have a future. And because of your past, you have nothing going forward. But you can believe. You can believe what he tells you if you want to, or you can overcome it by the word of God. Overcome it, what do you mean? I mean, you can get over it. You can have a fresh start. The Bible says before anything happens outwardly, something must happen inwardly. It also says that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. As a woman thinks in her heart, so is she. Okay? But here's something very important for you to remember. The Bible may say it, but if you don't believe it, if you don't stand on it, if you don't begin to say it out loud, if you don't begin to make it a part of your life, then it's not going to do you a whole lot of good. That's why, as I told you on the last podcast, meditating on the Word of God is so very important. Now, many of you may know the name Joel Osteen. Pastor Joel Osteen, Houston, Texas, Lakewood Church. It's arguably the largest church in America. I don't know of a church that's larger. There may be one, but I don't think there is. Joel has been a longtime friend. In fact, I helped put Joel through college. Joel's dad, John Osteen, was a great man of God, a great pastor there in Houston. He founded that church, and Joel succeeded him after his father went home to be with the Lord. Well, John was a mentor to me, especially in the 1980s. And John taught me about meditating on the Word of God. He said to meditate means to mutter. Like, let's just say you see a babbling brook or a stream, and the stream is causing rocks to tumble over and over and over again in the water. That's what meditating on the Word of God is. You're quoting, you're saying the Word of God over and over and over until, like those stones, they sparkle inside of you. So that when the devil comes, you don't have to say, "Time out, devil, let me go find my Bible. I'm sure I saw it here a few weeks ago." No, those scriptures are already inside you. Now, as you do this, and by the way, you can do it, I believe you begin to see yourself as a champion and not as a failure. I believe you'll be able to do all that God has called you to do by His strength, by His power, by His anointing. Now, you know just as well as I do that everything you do starts with a decision. You either decide or you decide not to decide. There is no such thing as indecision. There's indigestion, but there's not indecision. You either decide or you decide not to decide. So, are you and I going to live like the rest of the world lives and allow circumstances to control our thoughts? Or are we going to live by the design that God Himself has planned for our lives? Well, you can give your own answer and I'll give you mine. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord and we're going to live by His will and we're going to live by His plan. And I want you to notice how just about every success you have ever had began with a decision. The Bible tells us in the book of Jeremiah that God's plans for us are good. And it's for us to prosper and have great success and for a future. I'm telling you, I believe if you do the things I'm outlining in this message, I believe your mind will begin to think bigger thoughts than you've ever thought before. I believe you will begin to dream new dreams you've never dreamed before and begin to achieve things that others may think impossible. So, the bottom line is, I say this to you, begin to believe that you can prosper. Begin to believe that you can conquer every obstacle that stands in your way. Begin to believe that, not by your own strength, but by the power of the Holy Spirit operating through you every day. With God, for you, I do not believe that anyone can be against you successfully for too long. And by meditating on the Word of God, by allowing that Word to get inside you and saying it over and over and over and over until it becomes a part of you, as you do that, you can begin to see yourself rising above the circumstances of this world. I mean, you can begin to get a new perspective of your potential. Now, I'm not talking about what you can do just by yourself. I'm talking about what God, by the Holy Spirit, can do from inside you. Believe me, with God by your side, how can you lose? The Bible says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good, which is acceptable and perfect in the will of God for your life." Now notice the responsibility of doing this is on you and me. God is not going to step in and do it for us. So don't be like the rest of the world. Saturate yourself in the Word of God and watch your thinking begin to change. I'm talking about a change from the negative to the positive. Just because somebody else around you talks sickness and lack doesn't mean you have to. Watch how, as you do this, you will be in a better position to share the secrets that you found with others to help them begin to do what you're doing. Now, I brought you this special message. Don't you think it's about time to start being a positive person in a negative world? Don't you think it's about time? I praise God. Try it, my friend. What have you got to lose? You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Now, I set my faith with you as I close this podcast. I come against every negative thought that would enter your mind. I come against every satanic attack that's come against your body, your mind, your spirit, your family, your finances, your job, your business, your ministry, whatever it is, your relationships, your emotions. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I pray for you to be healed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I command Satan. I speak to him directly and tell him, Satan, you take your hands off God's property. Friend, I'm talking about you. You belong to God. You were paid for by the shed blood of Jesus. The devil has no place in you. And you can tell him, devil, get the hell out of my life. You say you can talk like that? You sure can. I do it every day. I tell the devil to get the hell out of my life. He has no part in my life. Hallelujah. I pray over you and I believe God for miracles in your life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. If you feel like you need special prayer, you can always call the Abundant Life Prayer Group at 918-495-7777, or you can go online, richardroberts.org/prayer. It's a joy to be with you each week on this podcast. Remember our new television program, The Place for Miracles Live. I believe it'll be a blessing. 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Central, 11 a.m. in the Mountain Zone, and 10 a.m. out in the West. God bless you. Talk to you next time from The Place for Miracles here in Tulsa.
If you look closely, you can find Jesus Christ as the central theme in all 66 books of the Bible. Oral Roberts preached and wrote about this in his classic book, Christ in Every Book of the Bible. First published in 1965, this inspiring book features Oral Roberts' insights into how we can see our Lord and Savior's presence from the seed of the woman in Genesis to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in Revelation. Request your copy for any gift to the ministry. Just go to richardroberts.org or call 1-844-828-1412.